The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. It is a privilege, an honor, and a blessing to be your host today. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a quick program note. At the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, I'm going to share with you some shocking information about what's going on in race relationships in America. I pray that I have made it absolutely clear that I can get behind almost anybody who is working towards unity, reconciliation, equality. I can stand beside and work with almost anyone who is standing against prejudice, against hatred, against bigotry. And at the same time, you can count, I hope, on the fact that I would oppose anyone who is trying to divide us, foment hatred, bigotry, prejudice, division. I will stand against any person, any group, any organization that is trying to divide us. There is a movement in America that is incredibly dangerous, that has been embraced wholeheartedly by the mainstream media and most of the political left, that in my opinion is very dangerous and very divisive. We're going to pull back the curtain on part of that movement at the top of the hour, the 4 o'clock hour, and expose what is not being exposed in the media. Controversial? Oh, yes. But I have the facts to back it up. All right? We'll do that at the top of the hour. So please make sure that you join me, you stick with me. And if for whatever reason you have to leave us, I hope you will listen to it later on the podcast, on the website, on the phone app or whatever, because the information I'm going to share with you is vital. It is very, very important. And I am not going to take, nobody else is talking about this. But I will say very few are. And the information that I'm going to share with you, you will not hear in the mainstream media. And you will not hear it from any left-leaning politician. And you probably won't hear it from many right-leaning politicians. So anyway, we'll get to that at the top of the hour. This is insanity. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot, cutting off your nose to spite your face, or whatever cliche you want to come up with. You may have heard about this. Here's the headline. It was actually from yesterday, but I never got to it. Headline: Group calls for Columbus City Schools to cut ties with Columbus Police. Really? Really? Now, for a long time, most schools, whether Columbus or Westerville or whatever, they will have resource officers in the school. Now, the resource officers are there for several reasons. Number one, top of the list, is to provide safety for your children. We're living in increasingly violent times. School shootings have become somewhat common. Fortunately, we haven't had any for quite some time, but because we have had several in the last 20 years, most schools have opted to have a resource officer. And usually, not always, those resource officers work for the local police department in Columbus City Schools, Columbus City Police. So, number one, first and foremost, they're there to provide safety for your children. Okay, so we're just going to get rid of the police in the schools. Smart move. Not. But here's the second reason. In the last 15, 20 years, we have seen increasing friction between certain groups and the police, certain neighborhoods and police, and the resource officers are in the schools in a secondary purpose to tear down the distrust, the fear, the anxiety, to show the kids at school, hey, these are people. They're walking the halls. They're not bullies. And most of the resource officers have a great relationship with the kids in their school, a great relationship. And so they are there to break down economic barriers, racial barriers, and to decrease the fear and anxiety that kids have of police. They're there as liaisons between the law and order community and the individual neighborhood. The resource officers are a wonderful opportunity to build bridges. All right? People in the Columbus area, Central Ohio, want reform in the police department. You know, a great place to start? The resource officers in the school. If you want to give a special training, racial sensitivity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what a great place to start with the resource officers in the school. You really want to build bridges? What a great place. But instead, these radical protesters are demanding, they're not just suggesting, they're demanding that Columbus City Schools, and I'm quoting, cut all ties with the Columbus Division of Police. Instead of helping the problem, dealing with the problem, one of the leaders of the protesters said this to local media, and I quote, I can only imagine the terror going back to school and seeing these same officers that hit them with wooden pellets. It doesn't make sense we are leaving kids in a situation where they will have an increased amount of trauma and so many other issues they have to face. Okay. Number one, they don't use wooden pellets against kids in school. They don't use tear gas in school. And who were the wooden pellets and tear gas used against? People that were breaking the law. People that were breaking the law. So instead of the Columbus City School Board just dismissing it and say, thank you for the suggestion, but that's nuts. Oh, no. They have said, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Maybe this is a good idea. Really? All right. Now I've expressed my opinion. I'd love to hear yours. 877-BOB-LIVE is the number. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Wow, I looked at this article. Headline, three Christian universities agree to stop promoting Planned Parenthood. That caught my attention. I thought, I wonder what schools. Lubbock Christian University. Yeah, okay, I'm not really familiar with them. They're affiliated with the Churches of Christ in Texas. Pepperdine University, affiliated with the Churches of Christ in California. That's good. And then Clark Summit University, which is a independent Baptist school in Pennsylvania. They used to be associated with the GARB, General Association of Regular Baptists. I'm not sure that they still are. I don't know. But the other two I'm not familiar with. Clark Summit I'm pretty familiar with. And I thought, what? They were supporting and promoting Planned Parenthood and they've agreed to stop? Well, they didn't know that they were. In fact, none of these three universities, Christian universities, knew that they were actually promoting Planned Parenthood, but they were. Planned Parenthood was buried as a resource on their website. None of the three know how Planned Parenthood got on the university website as a resource. But all three, the leadership of all three schools said, we didn't know it. Thank you for letting us know. Life Action, which is a strong pro-life organization, is systematically going through the websites of Christian colleges and universities across America and looking to see if there are any abortion sites being promoted on the university's website. And they're finding several. Concerning Clark Summit, which they've changed their name. It used to be Baptist Bible College of Clark Summit. They have changed the name now to Clark Summit University. Anyway, President Lytle from Clark Summit University thanked us and said they strongly believe in the sanctity of life, and he was not aware of the link on their website. Pepperdine, which is not known as a real conservative school, Pepperdine's Vice President DeWalt thanked us and said they had Planned Parenthood removed from their website immediately. Just a reminder that if you have a website, you probably should check it from time to time to make sure nothing has been added that you didn't want to be added. So all three of those schools, as soon as they were informed that Planned Parenthood was listed as a resource on their website immediately removed it. Good for them. I made just brief mention of this yesterday on the program. Things continue to get worse in China concerning persecution. Headline, China forcibly removes crosses from 250 churches in one single province. Here's the story. Chinese officials forcibly removed crosses from more than 250 churches in one region, even though the congregations are registered with the government and are legal. From January through April, crosses were removed from at least 253 self churches in the eastern province of Anhui. Unlike illegal house churches, three self churches are members of a government recognized Protestant body. Here is the danger of cooperating with the government. In China, the only way you can be legal as a church is to register with the government and become basically an arm of the government. And in order to do that, everything that is preached, everything that is written has to be censored by the government. The pastor's sermons have to pass the scrutiny of the Chinese government. But many, many churches in China have decided, well, why fight it? You know, if we register, then we'll be legal and maybe they won't bother us. And so we'll go along to get along. All of these 250-plus churches have signed on to government agreements. They are legal. And that did not stop the Chinese communist atheistic government from forcibly removing crosses from their churches. And the Chinese government said they cannot tolerate any religious symbolism. Now, we're a long, 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 long ways from that here in America, but that's why many, many pastors have been deeply concerned about the restrictions placed on worship in the name of a health emergency. That's why many pastors have been very, very concerned. Now, most churches have voluntarily stopped meeting in person. Now they're slowly reopening. But the point was, is it voluntary or mandated by the government? Once churches give the government control, it is very difficult ever to get it back. Ask the Christians of China. Yeah, that's why the shutdown of worship and shutdown of churches by governors and mayors here in America was not a minor issue. All right, when we come back, some shocking facts. I hope you'll stay tuned.